Kraft. Now Klasky at the right wing. 2:40 left, being guarded by 22 Rasmussen. Klasky dribbles around. Back up to Kraft. He drives in. Brings it back out to Ginther, right in the corner at half court. And it's knocked loose, but then Boone's there to save it. The Pirates came out of nowhere. Klasky now left wing. 2:22 left in the fourth. 43-30, Pirates lead. And we have a push call on Rasmussen of Cass City. Stops the clock at 2:19. And at the line, shooting 1-1, because of the seventh foul on Cass City, is Sloan Klasky. Sloan Klasky has 4 points on the night. Cody Ross, Alex Gillespie, and Morgan Erla. No, Erla has blood on his jersey, so he checks himself out. Gillespie stays into the game. Officials want to talk something over.
If Cass City is going to be getting to a situation where they have to foul, really there's nobody in foul trouble other than Drew King, who has three. Is that right, Clark?
That is correct. Drew King has three. Morgan Erla has two. Israelson has two. Rasmussen has two. Orban, Nickel, Schenck, and Zaleski all have one. At the line, shooting 1-1, Sloan Klasky. Morgan Erla is now wearing the 20 jersey. As the first free throw is no good, rebound Zaleski. Blood on the jersey for Erla, so he's going to be checking in at the next stoppage. Orban at the left wing, kicks it into Israelson, back out to Rasmussen, back to Israelson, left post. Goes in for the power layup, and it's good. And we have a timeout called by Cass City. 15 points now for Israelson, 30-second timeout, called by the Redhawks with 2:01 left, the fourth, trailing by 11 to Harbor Beach, 43-32. Brian Brown's listening to Cass City's huddle. John, what's Cass City trying to set up right now?
Well, right now, time is the essence. 2:01 to go. Don't have a lot of time to go ahead and play around a little bit. I thought what was working for them in the first half was the high screen, and that way they can go ahead and get somebody open on the three-point shot. Right now they're going to live and die by the three-point shot. I really don't think too much is going to be going into the big guys.
Well, Brian Brown, heard enough. Brian, what'd you find out?
With 2 minutes left, Cass City knows they're up against the wall here, so they're going to come out with some zone, full court, man-to-man, and just pressure the heck out of the ball. And if Harbor Beach is able to cross the timeline, they're just going to have to start fouling, Clark.
Thank you, Ryan. Harbor Beach is 20 points off their average on the road. On the road, they average 63.6. Right now, they have 43. Kraft, Festus, in full court pressure from Cass City into Ginther. At the opposite free throw line, dribbles across the timeline, out to Booms in the right corner, and breaks the press. They call a timeout.
Good timeout.
You saw what the press was. Let's go talk about it. Let's get a nice breather, and we have a 30-second timeout called by Harbor Beach.
Within a millisecond, Jordan Booms was about ready to go ahead and meet conversion with about three Cass City Redhawks. It didn't look good.
And Jordan Booms was also accompanied by the entire student section of Harbor Beach, who are standing practically on the court in that corner. A minute 54 left in the fourth, 43-32. Harbor Beach hanging on to an 11-point lead. We've had very little scoring in this fourth quarter. Harbor Beach has four. Cass City has three.
Harbor Beach has been spending the entire quarter basically taking time off the clock, and the strategy is working.
Yes, it is. And they're all just hoping for to hang on to the victory. Ryan Brown, listening to Harbor Beach. Ryan.
Harbor Beach is going to run one of their best offensive out-of-bounds plays here, get it in their free-throw shooter's hands to really finish this one out by getting to the line and knocking down free throws.
And it appears they use the safety valve there, get it into Ginther at the top of the key. And then Rasmussen runs through Ginther, who has been kind of notorious for flopping, per se. I was actually on number 12, Cody Ross, that's his first, team's eighth. Regardless, it stops the clock for Cass City, and at the line, shooting 1-1 is Ginther. He has not shot a free throw yet tonight. He has 2 points. Couple substitutions for Cass City. Nickel and King replace Ross and Rasmussen.
Looks like Klasky's coming in.
And Sloan Klasky replaces Jason Hansen. So Harbor Beach bringing in a little defense here. Leading by 11 with 107 seconds left. Morgan Earl is back into the game with a different jersey. With the 20 on out because the blood on his 44. Free throw's no good. Rebound, Nickel. Here comes Cass City. Trailing by 11. Minute 40 left in the fourth. 43-32, Harbor Beach. Left wing, Orban being guarded by Kraft. Over to Drew King, right wing. Dribbles one, back over to Orban, top of the key. Back over to King. Next three from way downtown and didn't hit anything. And last touch by Cass City. Nickel tried to deflect it off of Seaman. Didn't work. He stepped out on first. And Harbor Beach ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Cody Ross and Rasmussen, as well as Zaleski, come in for Cass City. Replaces Israelson, Nickel, and King. Klasky sits down for Harbor Beach. Hanson's back in.
Harbor Beach is not giving much room for the three-point shots, Cass City.
And they get it into Kraft, who is then immediately fouled with a minute 22 left in the fourth. He's at the line shooting 1-1. That's the 19th foul on Cass City. The next one, Harbor Beach is shooting 2.
Alex Zaleski's second foul. It is a 19th foul.
And Klasky replaces Hanson once again. Eli Kraft has not shot a free throw yet tonight. First one's on the way. That's no good. Rebound, Erla. 80 seconds left. 43-32. 11-point difference between Harbor Beach leading Cass City. Orban right wing dribbling, dives into the free throw line, picks up his dribble, takes the jump shot. No good. Rebound, Kraft. Minute 5 to go. And it's deflected out, but Kraft somehow saves it on the double team, and Harbor Beach calls a timeout. Good heads-up play. Looks like it's going to be a full. That's all they have remaining. You're tuned to WIW. We'll be back right after this.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf. Gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Harbor Beach feeling pretty good with 1 minute to play with an 11-point lead, 43-32, after a full timeout called by the Pirates. Brian Brown, what's your find out from Cass City?
Cass City is going to come out full court, man-to-man. They plan on switching everything, every ball screen. They're just going to jump it, switch it, and then hopefully they're planning on Harbor Beach to start missing some free throws so they can get some quick shots to get back in this one.
And they've attempted three in the second half. They've missed all three. And they get the heave across the whole court to Jordan Booms at the free throw line. Then he brings it back out and gets followed by three Cass City players. So now Harbor Beach is in the double bonus. That's the 10th team foul against Cass City. Jordan Booms at the line shooting 2.
They called the foul on Shane Rasmussen, but they could have chosen 2 other people too.
That's Rasmussen's 3rd. First free throw is up, and it's good. Jordan Booms. Now 3 for 5 on the night from the free throw line. Harbor Beach amazingly shot 7 for 10 the first half from the free throw line. As Zaleski and Rasmussen sit down for Cass City. 44-32, 55.7 seconds left. Second one's no good. Rebound, Drew King. Across the timeline, 50 seconds to go. Orban in the corner for 3. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound, Klasky for Harbor Beach, but it gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by...
You know, that was the first look that Cody Orban had.
As Cass City ball underneath their own hoop, Orban passes this one into King, right in the left corner, right corner, excuse me. Nickel for 3, top of the key, checks it up, no good. And Harbor Beach ball, 39.6 seconds left, leading by 12. Harbor Beach throws it down the whole court to... For the touchdown to Aaron Kinzer and to Booms, it'll basically the left wing, and there's the foul against Nickel. That's Ethan Nickel's 2nd. Team's 11th, so they're double bonus, no matter what. Booms back to the line, shooting 2. If you're just joining us, folks, thank you for listening to WIW. We have a second game coming up right after this, Hubley versus Sandusky. And the other semifinal game, the first free throw is up for Jordan Booms. That's good.